Though some folks says that the devil's dead,
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Booker T. Washington National Monument in Virginia.
Hi, my name is Betsy Haynes, and I'm a park ranger here at Booker T. Washington National Monument in Hardy, Virginia. This is the birth site of Booker T. Washington, who lived here for the first 9 years of his life on a tobacco plantation in Piedmont, Virginia.
Booker T. Washington really is an integral part of Virginia and black history in America.
Oh, yes, and he was mainly an educator, but he was also an advisor to presidents of the United States, Taft, McKinley, and Roosevelt. So he was very involved in the politics of the nation at the turn of the century, 1890s, early 1900s.
And pretty incredible, being born and a kid as a slave and then living way into the 20th century. I mean, what a life and what he must have seen.
Yes, his first 9 years were spent here living in the kitchen cabin. His mother was the cook for the plantation, and he spent lots of time carrying water out to the people who were working in the crops. He also had to carry books to the school for the owner's daughter, and he was not allowed to go into the school, so he always felt like getting into school would be like getting into paradise because he was told he couldn't do that. So education to him was like a dream.
The surrender at Appomattox Courthouse was nearby, and you said that a Union soldier rode over here. Tell us about that.
Yes, he remembered a Union soldier coming to the farm and reading a document he thought was the Emancipation Proclamation. And he remembered that the slaves and the owners were all standing at the big house, and that there was a moment of jubilation and excitement, but then there was almost a bittersweet feeling because then the enslaved people found out that they had to go find places to live, make money, try to find their families, because a lot of people had been sold apart during slavery.
Tell us about the Tuskegee Institute.
Booker T. Washington got his education at Hampton Institute in Virginia, and then he went on down at age 25 at the recommendation of the principal of Hampton to start a school in 1881 at age 25. And it was supposed to be a teacher school, but it eventually became a vocational school too, because he felt that people needed to make economic progress first and then gain political progress. And there was people who disagreed with him, like W.E.B. Du Bois, who believed in academic education first and political equality immediately. But Booker T. Washington was supported by the masses, and he felt like the masses of African Americans should be educated, where Du Bois felt there was a talented 10% or talented tenth of the African American population that would lead African Americans to better things.
Mm-hmm. What a great sight here for the visitor coming here, what you have to offer, where you're located.
We're located in a great little area of Virginia. It's in southwestern Virginia in the Piedmont Mountains. So if you go on the Blue Ridge Parkway, you can stop and visit Poplar Forest, Thomas Jefferson's other home, the D-Day Memorial. But we are close to Smith Mountain Lake, which is a very popular vacation destination also. So it's a nice place to visit along with several other places. We're not always a destination park, but the story is incredible. It's not the behind-the-scenes tour, but Booker is the main man. And so the slave is the prominent story here. And you go to most of these presidents' homes and things like that, and it's behind-the-scenes tour that's the slave story.
Betsy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Betsy Haynes, and you can contact the park at Booker T. Washington National Monument. Our website is NPS for nationalparkservice.gov, and then a /BOWA, or you can just search the national parks for Booker T. Washington National Monument. We also have a Facebook page, which you can go to and hit like, and then you can find out some interesting tidbits of information about the park.
Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you.
I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com. Oh, well.